There's a pretty big gap right now between prices and the cost of production. Kim Anderson is here to help us sort it out. And Kim, for perspective, just start at the beginning.
Well, let's look at the United States percentage of world production, which is this last year was 7.6%. The five-year average is about 8.1%. The moral of that story is that the world wheat production is significantly more important to determining our price than our production is. If you look at world production, each year for the last 3 years, we've set a new record, finishing this last year at 27 billion bushels, all 3 years above 26 billion. If you look at world wheat use or consumption, again, we've had records over the last 3 years, but significantly lower. This last year was a record 26.1 billion bushels, 900 million below this year's production. And if you look at production versus consumption or use over the last 5 years, for each year, production's been 300 million bushels higher than use.
And where are prices at right now?
Well, as you'd expect, they're way down. They're down is what I would call the bottom. We've had a down trend going since February of 2013. I think we've had a sideways pattern since about August of this last year, between $4.40 and $5.21. Our current cash price is down below $4 in most of Oklahoma. It's ranging anywhere from $3.80 to $4.10. You look out at to harvest, you got that July contract somewhere around $4.70, $4.75. Our bids are 60 to 40 cents less than that. So it gives you a harvest price of $4.15 to about $4.35.
And what about the cost of production then?
Well, that's the bad news. Cost of production for most farmers, depending on how they put in a land charge, is anywhere from $4.15 to $4.50 to $5.15. And that does not include your fixed cost of production, which is going to run it significantly higher than that.
And what do you see happening in the next marketing year then? Some of the same?
Yeah, I think more of the same. If you look at the world production, probably only Argentina will have higher production this next year than it had last year. China is probably lower. The Ministry of China says that production is going to be higher, but the private sector says it's going to be significantly lower. The European Union, the second largest producer, is probably lower. India, even to lower. The United States, we may be higher than last year. However, we have a lower amount of planted acres. And I think world production will be less than last year.
And then, of course, the question on everyone's mind, what will it take to get those higher prices that we all love?
Well, I think world production is going to have to be down 1.5 billion to 2 billion bushels. We had a 27 billion bushel crop. We only used 26.1 billion of it. There's 900 million you got to take off the top there. So I think to get higher prices, world production needs to be at or below 25 billion bushels, or 2 billion less than last year. 1.5 billion will get us slightly higher, but if we want good prices, we got to take 2 billion off this crop.
Okay, Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.